My first memory of ever being a Saints fan was, of course, my dad. He played for the Saints. He was second draft pick after Archie Manning in 1971 and played many, many years with the Saints, like at 6 and 7 and 8. Like, I didn't know that it was not normal to, like, know Archie Manning.
The funny part about it is, more than being a fan, it was like being dragged to work with your dad on like, go to work with your parent day. Running to the team playing with Bum Phillips putting his cowboy hat on us.
My first memory of being a Saints fan is sitting at home watching the games with my mom, and she screams at the television, whether it's a good or a bad thing.
Going to the Saints game with my grandmother, it was actually a Falcons game, and we sat in a nosebleed and we just had a great time watching the Saints-ations, which now I am one, thank God.
I used to watch the Saints-ations because I was a girl at the games. I didn't know what the games were about. I knew, like, the ball needed to go to the end zone and we won and everybody would cheer, but then I would look at the cheerleaders and be like, I want to do that.
All these women, a lot of them are moms or lawyers, doctors, you know, you have just all these ambassadors on the team. They're brilliant and they're beautiful, and yet they're amazing dancers, and I am blown away every time I watch this team perform.
Well, we have a phrase that we like to say, which is, once a Saintsation, always a Saintsation. It's truly something that becomes a huge part of your life.
It's like a program. Like, once you entered this program and left it 4 or 5 years later, you were a different person.
We have the best seats in the house. I feel so blessed every Sunday that I get to walk on that field.
Your energy really is like, it's a flow from the crowd to the team.
When you hit the dome, your job is to make sure everybody in that dome is on their feet the whole 3 hours, 4 quarters.
And you feel like it is a give and take of energy. And that rush that you receive and that you give back is something so powerful.
I probably don't even know how to be a fan in the stands, because I'm so used to being on the sideline and hearing everything that happens, clinging the helmet, you hear them trash talking today, mama.
It just all comes down in that bowl when you're on that field. It's an amazing experience.
Being a Saints fan is more than just about football. It's more than just this team. It's truly what it means to be a New Orleanian.
That's like what you want to talk about over Sunday dinner is the Saints win. It's just something about home. I don't know, it just makes you feel at home when you're talking about the Saints.
I was just born to bleed black and gold.
I can't really imagine a Sunday or a game day without sitting around the TV and eating gumbo and watching our favorite team play.
Everybody has to be fed and settled by kickoff, because after that, mom is not getting off the couch.
Like, the game's on, don't talk to mommy.